people are Catholic. Evil. The evil's fault. They make you believe on God.
Hey, God, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to Soundboard FM Radio. You know what I'm saying? And the round table on the go. We're talking about, like, some real good things, like, where your motherland is from. And I really have a good friend right here, man, where he's originated from. And we're talking about some of the great things of, like, hey, how people were forced on Christianity and everything else, and they were forced to try to accept it. But then we looking at it as our black ancestors, how, like, we're trying to dictate and find out, like, our own religion and our own belief. So I'm going to let him say what he got to say about how our foul prophet these things are. Then we're going to chime in on a lot of other things.
Go ahead, yeah, bro. In 1904, my people, they used to force us to, like, slavery, you know. We used to colonize by French.
Right.
By French, and they come in with that question stuff. They make us thinking, God, or they say, okay, if you want to save, you have to go to church on Sunday. You have to do this. But the will, like, where we from, the will stuff is voodoo. That's what my people used to do. And if they know you do voodoo, what they do, they hang you, they kill you.
Okay.
They kill you, they hang you, and then they just kill you because you find what is your will spirit is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the thing is, we don't know nothing about question. For us to survive, we say, okay, we question, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But the real thing, we not question. My people, everybody in my country know what this voodoo is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we don't know nothing about question. They come in, say, oh, if you want to save, if you want a better life, go. You have to be a question. And they make you thinking like question. If you do question, you're gonna be saved. But that's not true. That's not the point. The point is, before we got independence, you know, we do it with voodoo, with sacrifice. That's why we get our independence, you know. But they make us thinking like question. And what they do, what these people Catholic do, they take all my historics, my country history, they send them to Rome, you know, they take everything belong to us.
Okay.
Send them to them country. But people don't know that.
Okay.
They make us serve them question stuff. We don't even know about question, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is your master tell you do something, you don't do it, they hang you.
Right.
Or they put you in prison and give you food.
Right. Beat and, you, yeah, starve you,
yeah,
and then torture your family.
And are you going to tell me you a question and you do all that bad stuff? You know, that make no sense.
Right.
A question not supposed to treat people the way you treat me. Right. You know what I'm saying? If it's God, God don't treat people like this. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
If you a question and you treat me like, you make me walk in and you not even pay me, beat me, do stuff, right, I'm not even supposed to do.
See, this is where I go in,
mm-hmm,
and look at the fact. Like,
yeah,
I get mad with a lot of Africans.
Oh, yeah.
Me you too. Know what I'm saying? Well, they'll come in and say, like, here, we're not their people. Mm-hmm. But in the same aspect, we are their, we still are their people, mm-hmm, because we're their essence. Yeah. Because guess what? They feel like, you know, we subliminal,
mm-hmm,
that we're bowed down and we caught to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And which is true. I ain't gonna lie. Which, yeah, is true.
Yes.
We have some of our black people that have been bowed down to subliminal to the culture, mm-hmm, of like, hey, I ain't gonna knock because I'm okay. I'm living good. You get what I'm saying? No, it's not about you being living good or whatever. People forget about, like, hey, these white people, the one, the same people,
mm-hmm,
that put these Turks on at night,
mm-hmm,
and then come by day and, yeah, then tell you, hey, I'm your motherfucking friend.
Yeah.
How you gonna be my motherfucking friend, bitch? You just burnt down my house. You just put a cross in my yard.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Here, now you finna say, hey, I'm gonna give you a bread of butter. Yeah. Or I'm gonna make your life earning that, yeah, battle and put you in a better house, in a better position. See, that's what they try to break up the struggle. Mm-hmm. You see, the whole scenario is where John F. Kennedy got lynched for, bro. Mm-hmm. He got assassinated for.
Yep.
He was telling our people, like, hey, man, the government is killing y'all because they're trying to instill fear. So once you overcome fear, you can capitalize the world.
Yep, that's true.
Take the fear out of everything that you have in your community, in your nation, and your mind and your soul. You can walk any levels.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm looking back at what these white folk continue try to put fear.
Mm-hmm.
When they know you're a king, they try to assassinate you.
Yep.
They try to take your word of credibility.
Yep. Take everything away.
They try to take everything away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stand up and you know that you're not feared no more,
they're gonna kill you. That's
you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So every American, my black people in America, understand, hey man, we're not feared anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That, hey, we are the domination of the world.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And we capitalize everything.
You see that's the thing happening right now. You see, all those black people got money, they always find something to lock them up, to do something.
Right. It locks them out.
And
so therefore, they can't communicate with the other adversary people that's trying to come up within, trying to stroke them and open their mind.
You see, a lot of people on this, they get crazy because they take everything away from them.
Right.
The government in years is really messed up.
Right. But me and you, I'm looking at, hey, the government, I can get $1 million.
Yeah.
You can take all that $1 million away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, because I already know how to survive without $1 million.
You
get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fear. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That is the fear. Once you conquer that fear, like, hey, I've been living without $1 million.
Yeah.
Just because I can't live like this no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because these substantial things that you gave me in my life, like, you get what I'm saying? I'm living good, a big house and home and cars and everything, and bank account. Now I'm living in fear because I can't sustain these things no more.
Yeah, cool.
So once you take the fear away, you can conquer the world.
Yep. You see, all those people, all those rappers keep going in jail for no damn reason.
Right.
They keep always them battling them for no reason. Sometimes, they're not doing stuff what they say. It's not even true.
Right.
Look what happened to Meek Mill. He been...
Meek Mill.
You know what I'm saying?
True enough. Yeah. He been in the trial. Hey, bro. Let me tell you something. I am a victim. I can tell you my story from... I've been a soldier. From doing what I was doing, I was not proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a way for me to be able to survive.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to and for me to protect my family and to provide for my family and to make me. But at the same token of time, I never disgraded the people that was around me, that was crippled and enabled. You know what I'm saying? The people that was crippled and enabled that was around me, that was misfunctional. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying about misfunctional, they was on the drug usage.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I never did mistreat those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I always try to treat those people with highly respect because they did something for me. You know what I'm saying? I was in the club, they looked out for my kid while I was in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or they may came in my house and cleaned my house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I did look out for them. You know what I'm saying? But it was my lack of knowledge for me mistreating my people, for giving them that same type of narcotic or that drug. You know what I'm saying? For doing something for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I never looked, overshadowed my people, or I never looked down on my people for them doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I was Like, it was a trade for a trade.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I never looked down on misfortune my people for their situation that they was in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they were doing it for their work. Mm-hmm. And I was paying them, like, for their work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was just like I was never, which I should have looked at it totally different as I got older. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because when you're young, you do stuff.
Right.
You don't think it.
Right. But that was the true values. Like, I protected my people, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I would never let no harm or no shame come to my people, mm-hmm. even though I really was shaming my people for doing it.
Yes, I understand that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a touch and touch situation. It, like, but for us, we gotta erase fear, bro.
Yeah.
Fear is our capitalism of our crutch.
Yep, that's true.
Once we take away fear, we can rule the world.
Yep.
We own a nation.
Yep.
And see, that's the thing. When the white man keep trying to put fear in you,
it makes you stuck.
Right.
You stuck. You're gonna always try to control you.
That's the control of a nation.
That's why they control. They try to control us. Soon we got you, okay, like example, you got money, you got everything you want. You're not fear nothing. And guess what? They're gonna keep.
Guess what fear do? Hey, don't go back down there and mess with your friends or your people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're in a bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You may get robbed, you may get killed. Mm-hmm. That's the fear that they instill in you.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean I can't go back down there?
They're my people.
They're right. They're
my
people.
My people.
You not my people.
You know what I'm saying? What I have.
Right.
When I was in there for two, I have nothing. They was with me.
Exactly.
You know, the friend, that's why people, like, a lot of people, when they have money, they keep forget where they come
from.
And guess
and
what?
And then come get where? Them folks put the fear in them, mm-hmm. make them not want to go back and take care of their neighborhood, or make them not want to go back and see the people where they come from.
Yep.
Because, see,
like,
get what? If you live that life,
mm-hmm.
and you know where you come from,
mm-hmm.
ain't no fear.
You already know what's going on. You know?
So how you gonna let a white man put a fear in you, tell you where you can't go, and hey, don't ride by that side of town. Hey, don't ride by there. Every time you come on the TV,
he's messed up.
He trying to distract you with some type of fear.
Yep, that's the thing right now. Right now, I don't understand what's going on, because, you know, I'm just stay away from trouble, you know, because they just, when you're a black man, the system is not gonna work for you. A lot of people tell me, and I've been through a situation, it's like something they can just let me walk. And they're not gonna let you walk because you're black. If it was a white man, they can just let him walk. And they're gonna push stuff on you. Push stuff, and lock you up for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I was in a situation with my girl, and she want to drop the case. Guess what happened? They take the case. The state take the damn case.
Right.
When the state take the case, and they dry me for 3 years.
Right.
They dry me, take everything from me. And, you know, that's all the system is in the U.S. You're a black man, the system not going to work for you. She went to the court. She said, okay, I want to drop the case. I was wrong, blah, blah, blah. They said, okay, we're going to drop the case for you. Guess what? The state
picked it up
and take her away from the case. And now I have to go fight with the case, with the state. That's a hard situation.
Yeah.
Because the state with you.
Right.
You cannot do this. You cannot do this. They make you fair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You fear everything. Like, you don't want to go out. If you go out, it's like, it was crazy for 3 years. I don't even touch her. I don't even beat her up. I don't even do nothing. They put a lot of stuff in my background. It's like, and I have to go to this, go to... I spend a lot of money. And after this, I just, you know, because you black. When you black in U.S., basically, That's the only
That's my fundamental sound. Like, we need to make a statement. Like, enough is enough. We need to put we need to put a unity together.
Yes.
And take the fear out of everybody else.
Yes.
Because guess what? Martin Luther King didn't give about no fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they killed him. That's the reason they assassinated his name and character now. Because guess what? If you have no fear, you're the dangerous black man or you're the dangerous person walking this earth.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? We are 2020 Live, Sanborn and Phillip, man. Live table. Round table on the go. Bro, appreciate you. Go ahead and tell the folks your name.
My name is Stevenson the Haiti. That's my name.
Straight from Haiti, man. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Anchor FM Radio. And we love y'all, man. Y'all learn the facts, man. We trying to take away the fear out of our black communities.